The children often say that they go outside just to play or have fun. So taking a lesson outside and making that learning the fun part just makes it more engaging. And so as soon as you take things out of the classroom, there are certain children that will switch on that would otherwise not be so engaged. It's multisensory, it's fresh air, it's just a different environment which sparks different ideas.
Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.
Over the past year or so, a brand new outdoor area has been created for the students aged 3 months to 10 years at Chapter House, part of Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate. The outdoor learning area is now used regularly, but during the school's special outdoor learning day, we heard from a whole variety of children and their teachers about how they like to use it best. First though, let's hear a little bit more about what's actually being created.
I'm Karen Kilkenny, head of Chapter House in Queen's Kindergarten. We've got a fabulous Key Stage 2 playground, which is all weather surface. It's got football girls at one end, which the children obviously really enjoy. And a fantastic library space in the corner so that children can have some quiet area reading books and drawing together. And also a staged area where the children can do some acting, dancing and so on as well. There's a dipping pond for the children, which is thriving at the moment. And so the children can use that as part of their habitats within science. There are also some defined spaces, almost like little amphitheatres, that the children can use for history and drama spaces. We've also had music lessons out there as well. And some fabulous open spaces that can be used for science. Yesterday we had some children out there firing rockets and looking at chemical reactions. So it's just a nice space, which is gated and nice and secure for the children as well.
Right, it's class time. First up, let's hear from the littlest of children.
I'm Miss Catton and I'm working with the early years. We've got nursery and reception children and we've been looking at wild birds and we're collecting pine cones to take back to make feeders for them to take home to collect to attract birds in their own gardens.
Woodpeckers, robins.
Yeah.
And magpies.
And what have you got in your hand?
A cone.
A cone? And what are you going to do with that? Yeah, what are you going to do with it?
We're
going to
make a bird feeder.
We're really lucky at Queen Ethelberger's. We've got a walled garden with beautiful walls all the way around, so it's an enclosed, safe space for the children. And we've got some statues dotted around, which we have used previously for drawing and for art activities. And we're lucky that there's big borders that the children can get behind to feel like they're in a wood and in an enclosed space. Mm-hmm. They love being outdoors. It appeals to all different types of learners. Kinesthetic learners, the ones that like looking, building. They get fresh air, they get exercise, because quite often if we have time we'll play some sort of running game or they just can blow off a little bit of steam.
Next up is the Year 2 reading class.
Hello, I'm Miss Slammon. So this morning we took the opportunity to use the excellent outdoor facilities that we do have at Queen Ethelberger's. So this morning, my class in Year 2, we have taken our reading outside. So we've used the fantastic outdoor library that we have and we've shared our books and we've read to ourselves. We've read and we've chatted and we've recommended stories to one another. Then we've shared our ideas and what we've learned from the books as well. So it was just really nice to sort of go outside and experience story reading and talking about books outside of the classroom. The children told me that they felt a little bit more relaxed and that it was nice because it was somewhere different. So it just engages the children and ensures that their learning is prevalent and a little bit different and varied as well.
My name's Emily.
And my name's Austin.
We've been sharing our books outside from the library and we got to read them with our friends.
It was really nice because then you could know things about your friends and know more things about your friends.
There's lots of seats and people can sit on benches to share with each other.
For two classes of Year 4s, it's time for a maths lesson at Chapter House, part of Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate, but with a slightly different twist.
I'm Miss Durston and we are doing times table Robin Hood. All the numbers are in the middle and they have to go and collect the numbers for their times table, and if all the numbers have gone for their times table they can steal from another group. We've got more space out here and it's a game where they're running from place to place trying to find numbers, and this gives them the space and opportunity to do that.
I am Dr. Walker. This is Year 4. They are using the outside learning area on a maths treasure hunt, which is to do with solving multiplication word problems, and use their sheets and various multiplication strategies they have to discuss, work out the answer and record it.
So my name's Hermione, and this morning we're in a maths lesson, and we're on a treasure hunt, and we have to find our different symbols of the clipboards are hidden around our outside area, and then you have to work out the questions to find out the answers, and we're just trying to work out the last one right now.
I am Ella, and it's more fun outside. You're free to move around, and there's much more space.
Getting towards the older end of Chapter House at Queen Ethelburga's Collegiate, it's drama time for the Year 5s.
Anything can happen, because I was told that it was going to be drama, and like, anything can happen in drama.
I'm Mrs Young, I'm the Deputy Head of Chapter House. Well, we've got the Year 5s here this morning, and we're going to be taking our drama outside. We're retelling a story that the children have already learnt. They're going to go into small groups and reenact their own little part and bring it back together to share the story. The space that we've got means that they can go off in little pockets and work and decide what they're doing, and then bring it back to this one central performance area.
I'm Molly.
Scarlett.
Joshua.
Got the quest bit, and it's where Lord Noto tells the warrior, well, to Montadar, to go and deliver a quest.
Okay.
And let no maiden tempt him. I'm Lord of Noto.
I'm a slave.
I'm to Montadar.
A huge thank you to all the students and staff for talking to Stray FM's family show. The outdoor learning area has been changing the school day for the children of Chapter House for the better. And if you'd like to find out more, you can simply visit qe.org.
Queen Ethelburga's Collegiate on Stray FM's family show.